Hey guys, welcome back to, well, mine and Ale's channel.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so today we're back with an actual recap of a show.
Yeah, so Christine, you guys already know her. She's been on a few episodes. She recommended a show called Control Z on Netflix.
Yeah, so it's a Mexican drama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, originally it's in Spanish, but obviously it's in English. It was a really good show.
We binge watched that shit and it blew our fucking minds.
Literally watched it in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. It was a good show.
So Christine, the one that recommended it to us, has a question for us.
A question or a couple? Who knows?
Or a couple. Okay. Who knows?
All right. So Control Z is a pretty good show and I had these two do it for homework to watch it. And basically it's a lot of drama in high school. And the main drama and question here is, there was one specific guy, his name was Raul. He liked the girl Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
And while in high school, everybody has their own dramas, their own secrets and shit like that. So Raul did the ultimate thing. He set everybody up and told their secrets. Some of them were pretty bad, some were not that bad, and some were life-changing type of stuff. But the reason why he did it was, one, because he was kind of forced to do it. People were using him, and they were using the girl that he happened to have fallen in love with, Sophia.
Yeah.
And that he saw how they took advantage of him, they took advantage of her. He said, fuck it, I'm gonna tell the secrets, let's do this. So my question to these two was, if this had happened to you, if you were Sophia, and Raul, whoever Raul is for you guys, did this, would you have been okay with it? Would you have stayed with Raul? Or would you have, you know, did the same choice that Sophia did and went with the other guy that she happened to have liked?
Mm-hmm.
For me, personally, I would have stick with Raul.
Okay.
And that, yes, I see it. I see that he's a little crazy and he did this. But he did this because of her. So if Raul did this for me, hey, I'd be like, I got that guy that's in love with me. Why am I going to fuck it up? Yes, he might be crazy and I might think about it because what if he comes and kills me later on? Mm-hmm. But at the moment, he's doing it because he loves me. So what do you guys think?
Okay. So, okay. So Raul literally kidnapped your ass. And you're still going to choose
him? I was still choosing because, you know what? He made sure he was good and he didn't let anything happen to me.
And he literally turned in his own father. So what makes you think he's not going to turn against you?
True. But remember, the father was using him. The father was putting things under his name.
True.
And that's the reason why he was doing what he was doing. He was turning in all those people that were using him.
Okay.
That included his dad.
Okay.
So, yes, I would be a little in the defensive side, because what if he could do this to me? But at the same time, like, if he's willing to do this for me, like, damn, he loves me.
I see how you see it. Like, it's kind of sexy.
Yes.
Everything he
that did. Whole bad boy thing.
Yeah.
Attracted to that shit. But, yeah, I honestly would have sticked with him.
Okay.
And that, being that he would do anything for me. But, yes, I would be careful. Because if he's willing to do anything, he'd kill me too eventually.
Yeah. I would not choose Raul. I would choose Javier. Because Javier is bae. I just wouldn't be able to choose Raul. Because I didn't like a lot of things that came out of him just for like betrayal purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone that turns against everyone. Even if it's like someone you run into the street. Like why would you want to cost them harm? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even if they did shit to you, like, oh well, like, you gotta let karma take care of that. So I don't think that's attractive. I kind of think that's a turn off. And I like Javier because Javier would always defend her.
Yes, he did.
He would always like go in front of her.
Well, I mean, he did
like
a lot of things for her too.
He did a lot of things for her too.
And then and just sweet, barely knowing her
and he
too.
Was good to her. He was nice to her.
Yeah.
And you know what also turned me off about Raul? In the 7th episode when they did a throwback and he called her, what do you call her? Like something.
Oh, yeah, rude. When they ran into each other.
Yeah, something like.
Oh, so freak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so freak.
So, like, now all of a sudden, because I can do something for you, now I'm interesting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fucking Javier is a bae.
But then you gotta realize, I mean, even, what's his name, Raul got two people killed.
Pretty much.
True. So, I mean.
Hey, Javier got somebody killed too.
Yeah, but we forgive Javier. Well,
I mean, he did two, but I mean.
But yeah, you also gotta remember, if he hadn't done that and those secrets did come out without him, some shit might have still happened anyways. Because that one guy was way crazy going after that other guy. I keep forgetting their names.
What guy? Jerry and Luis?
Yeah, Jerry and Luis. Jerry was just at it.
Well, I mean, Jerry was just fucking...
He was just...
He had a lot of anger.
Yeah.
But yeah, because he couldn't come out.
Yeah. And the sad part is just that one guy who was always picking on him. But, you know, who knows? That could have... Yes, what he did, Raul did fuel the fire and stuff. But at the same time, this was happening even before Raul started with the secrets.
Well, yeah. But I mean, at the end of the day, he even had people at the end turning on each other.
Yeah, so, the whole party was literally exactly. Everyone turning on each other.
Yeah, everybody was literally, like, beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, that could still have happened even if Raul didn't do what he did. Because these people were already all had something there. All they needed was a little push of something for them to all set off.
Well, I mean, obviously, you don't want your secret to come out, whatever secret you have.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and a lot of those secrets are usually people cheating on other people. You know, mm-hmm. So that's another thing, you know, that got set off.
What about you?
Me? Who would I choose? Well, in that situation, I don't know.
What would you have
okay,
done?
Okay, let's say it's, put yourself like you're the male, you're Sophie, or like Sophie's a male, and there's two girls.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I get this, you know, turn it, you know. Obviously, obviously, the one... I mean, like,
he
in this situation...
He probably wouldn't pick either one of them. He would have won with one of the other chicks.
No. It's like this... It works like this. I mean, if you think about it, like, Javier, he barely knew her, and yet he did a lot of shit for her. Like, you know, and they just had met. Well, on the other hand, you have Raul, who has known her a long time, mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, he likes her.
All of a sudden, he fucks with her.
So, I mean, it obviously, you...
It's a give and take. It just exactly. Depends on which situation you're
in. I mean, me personally, I would choose, like, in this case, like, Javier. Because mm-hmm. He's literally just getting to know me, and he's doing things for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, helping me out, trying to solve things. But then, you know, Raul, you've known him for a while, too. So, he could have had a crush on her forever, too.
Exactly. You never know. They could have changed. He could have liked her from day one, or... Now that, you know, that they're a little bit older and that he saw what she's gone through, which he did.
He saw
what happened, that the dad supposedly was
passed
was
away.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then how she had her little issue in the classroom and then saw that everybody was picking on her and shit like that. So
yeah.
At that point, he was like, ooh, wounded ammo, I like.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the human race is always, like, wanting to help the
needy.
Exactly. So that's kind of like our thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like in any case situation, like relationships wise, obviously like the girl's gonna pick the bad guy because, well, they wanna fix him.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with the guy. They're gonna go for the crazy ones because we're gonna try to fix him.
Mm-hmm. Not everyone, but yeah.
Most people.
Yeah. And majority of stories nowadays, that's
how it
that
is.
Goes. Yeah. Because I'm reading a book right now that it's kind of weird, a Japanese book,
mm-hmm.
But it's kind of that same situation. This big, powerful guy saw this beautiful girl and wants to take her under his wing. He wants to live with her for the rest of his life. He don't care if it was a loveless relationship or if they fell in love. He just wanted her to be
his. It becomes an obsession.
Exactly.
It becomes an obsession with the person.
Yeah, I feel like Raul would be... Would...
He was obsessed with her.
He
was obsessed with her. I don't think he loved her.
Yeah.
It was just an obsession.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
I mean, like, Javier, like I said, he just met her. So, he probably did like her. You know, but who knows?
Also, Javier, to me, is cuter. I do see Raul with the eyes. I do get that.
Well, you're more of a Mexican kind of guy, and I'm more of a white kind of guy.
Yes, but also Raul was too, like, scrawny.
See, I don't mind.
Nothing against scrawny guys. But I like them thick thighs.
Well, I mean, he was a soccer player, so.
Right.
But,
yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, overall, the show was fucking amazing.
The show, you guys gotta watch it. Control Z on Netflix.
Like, for me, Isabella's bae, you know?
Yeah.
Even though she was a transgender, but, you know.
You still hit that.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, she's
she didn't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is gonna be about this girl because she's a pretty one.
Even Natalia. Natalia was hot.
Natalia.
That was the one with the that was stealing the money?
Yeah.
Oh, she's my babe.
She's cute.
She's like a brat doll cute to me.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then her sister's then Maria, more innocent.
I thought she was cute because she looked like innocent.
I mean, she looks innocent, but she's really not.
She's mm-hmm. really not. She's sleeping with her best friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Honey Bunny.
Yeah.
Honey, yeah.
So this show's like, everyone's
It's just drama.
Up.
It's
everyone's
fucking cool.
Fucked up.
Like, everybody's got, like, major... Like, Raul's is what he was. His parents.
Mm-hmm. His parents was a politician, a crook.
And he was stealing money. Yeah, yeah. He was stealing money. Isabella, transgender. Natalia was stealing money. And Maria was with the best friend's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend was cheating on her.
Yeah. Sending dick pics and shit.
Yeah.
Who else? Jerry was watching gay porn.
Jerry pretty much admitted that he was gay towards the end.
Yeah, with the mom, right? With mm-hmm. Luis's mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Jerry actually beat up Luis.
Well, he killed Luis.
Yeah, pretty much killed him.
And then he killed Javier.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully not.
I think he's dead.
I need a season two.
Well, I mean, there's definitely gonna be a season two. They can't just leave it that way, and you know.
Leave us in limbo.
Exactly. Yeah. There's definitely gonna be a season two, which I'm. You know, waiting for.
We're gonna binge watch that in a day.
Watch it come out in like 2 years from now. Yeah.
I'm gonna Google
it. But definitely, this was a great show to watch, and it got you thinking about the what could happen.
And
it
also makes you think, like, be careful where you connect your Wi-Fi to.
No shit, for real.
Like
those secrets on those things, you never know.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's okay to watch gay porn.
Right, like all their secrets got found because a hacker in the school. Well Raul,
yeah, it was.
Well, not even Raul. It was the other guy.
Raul and the other guy, because Raul was the one that, you know, started the whole thing. The other guy was a hacker. He got into stuff, and Raul was the one that told him, "Hey, how hard is it to get into these stuff?" And yeah. Even the guy had already said, "It's not that hard, you know, everybody's information is already there, you can't do anything about it." So he just used what he can.
Yeah, so I mean, basically don't connect to, like, public Wi-Fi's, because you never know, there's always a hacker out there. So yeah. They're going to hack your information and stuff. So you really got to be careful where you're, you know.
You send your dick pics for sure.
For reals. I mean, any information is found on the internet, so.
Yeah, nowadays, it's not that hard. All you have to do is go in the dark web, and
you can find a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just goes to show that you shouldn't do shit online.
I mean, yeah.
Things can harm
you. You're going to cheat in person. Just kidding.
Just do it in person.
Just do it in person. Just kidding.
Out in the middle of the boondocks where there's no cameras, because, you know.
Even then, though, I feel like if you have your phone with you, you're going to
check it. But I feel like people are big mouths. So, like, if someone's, like, hooking up with someone that's in a relationship, they talk.
Well, yeah, because they're getting boasts, you know? They're going to be like, hey, look, I was with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when in reality, you have a girlfriend.
Or that girl would be like, oh, yeah, I was seeing this guy, and et cetera, et cetera. And then they realize, wait, I just saw you the other day with so-and-so. Who is that guy?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you gotta be... If you're gonna cheat, well, don't, but...
If you're gonna cheat, don't. But if you are, don't be stupid.
Yeah, don't get caught.
Dude, every time I go home, I still see, like, people across the street in the welfare office and shit like that freaking sitting there with another girl, and I'm like, is that, like, really their pair, or is that the Sancho?
Probably the Sancho.
I'm pretty sure it is. Because there's some really shitty shit half of the time where you see an apartment complex.
Well, I mean, we live...
Staying outside.
We live in the ghetto side of India.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm in the ghetto.
Right? It is pretty ghetto where we live. There's a lot of... Well, a lot of, like, activity there.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, dude, I've been noticing when I go to work, there's this car always on the exit side of my apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I swear, I think it was an undercover car. Like, he's been coming in different cars, and he's sitting there. And usually by the time I get home at, like, midnight and shit, it's gone. So I'm wondering if that fool is an undercover person trying to catch somebody right there.
Probably.
Especially in that exit area. But every time, you know, as you come out, he acts like, oh, no, he's not doing anything. And I'm like, hello.
It screams obvious.
You're trying to catch somebody out here. And that. I know it's not me because I don't got no money for that anyways. But yeah, like, my shit's legit even though the tags were pretty bad.
I mean, but it's not like a major thing, you know?
Yeah, it's not something to be investigated. So I'm wondering, who is getting investigated at my apartment?
I know there's a couple people in there that sell drugs, so.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen Waco people also up in there. So, I mean, weed is good.
It's good. It's legal in California.
Exactly. So if they do it, it's fine. It but probably. The other shit, it's a different story.
You mean snowflakes and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, I'm down. I'm just kidding. I'm not down.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Cocaine.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about
Coke. Oh.
Now I get it.
Coca-Cola. The more you know.
Oh, that was I would definitely watch. Now, I want to watch this show in Spanish.
Right?
It was in Spanish. What are you talking about?
I watched it in English.
Oh, I watched it in English.
Oh, really?
Originally, I watched it in English, but I'm going to watch it in Spanish now.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that.
You watch it in Spanish?
Hell yeah. My Netflix is set up
in to Spanish
because Spanish of my husband.
Oh, mine's completely English because I don't speak Spanish.
Mine's in English. Well, because my brother, but like, because I was watching with him. Mm-hmm. And so he English. But I'm going to watch it in Spanish. I feel like it's a lot more like dramatic in Spanish.
Hell yeah. And then how they cuss and everything.
Oh, I know.
Hijo de la gran puta.
Exactly. And we were like, ooh, they said the bad word.
I know what you're saying. No.
Invested.
And they were in Mexico City?
I don't even know.
Yeah, because I think that school, what is it? What is that school called? La Nacional?
I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, Nacional. Oh, yeah, because Nona. So, Nacional. So, that school is actually in Mexico City.
Mm. So, I figured it was Mexico because of the first thing that popped out of right away was the money situation. They're saying
pesos.
Yeah, they're like, oh, pesos and this and that. I'm like, okay, wait, that's not U.S.
That's,
so this is definitely an international type movie.
Yeah.
But as long as I have it in English, I'm all good and for it. I'll watch it.
So how long ago did the show come out?
It just came out recent.
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah, I had just saw it maybe
I think it's
the second day I saw it. On the Netflix lineup, and I was like, hey, let's do this. And
I like,
when I saw it, well, I was like, hey.
The girl plays, what's your fucking name? Isabella.
Mm-hmm.
She's an Mexican-American actress. And I like her name. Her like, real name. Well, not even her real name. Her actress name.
What is it?
So her actress name is, what is it? Zion Moreno?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Okay.
Zion Moreno.
Zion Moreno.
Does she have an Instagram?
Obviously.
So what we should do is all go to Netflix and like the show so they can renew it. Because I was reading online that they're not sure if they're going to renew it or not.
Oh, really?
No, we need
they to. Have to. I mean, it's good.
Dude, we got into that one.
That one was really good. I fucking loved it. I liked all the characters.
Yeah.
I mean, they all got different sides to them.
Yeah, because I was even a... Like, there was a lesbian
person. Oh, what's it? Alex?
Yeah, and then she ended up with the teacher. Like, what the
Well, she
fuck?
Had been with the teacher.
Yeah, so I was like, ooh.
That was her secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't fucking remember the teacher. What teacher was she, though?
She was the science teacher.
Was she?
Yeah, that's why she didn't go into the science room towards the end, and Sophia had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
It's in the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so why haven't they renewed it yet?
When did it come out?
Just barely.
How do I know?
It says 2020 or whatever.
Yeah, 2020.
2020, yeah.
Yeah.
So it came out this year.
Yeah, it was just within a couple days ago. Like,
oh, they're probably going to renew it, I'm pretty sure.
Because I was reading online that they should have renewed it by now.
Well, they might start airing. Or not
Has
airing,
Control
but...
Z been canceled for season 2? Among those numerous speculations, one is that the creators have canceled the series after season 1. But so far, no official update has come regarding the cancellation of this drama. And it has only been a week since this web series has premiered. the debut season.
So as soon as I saw it, that's...
If it's in the top 10, they're definitely going to renew it.
Oh, I hope so, because...
The drama.
Well, I want to know what happens. Did he die?
Well, and then you got to realize Raul left too.
Exactly. Did they catch up to him? Did they really find out what happened to Sofia's dad? And that.
Yeah, because they
didn't really secretos. Get into it. Yes, bitch.
Follow.
Mi mamá, el profesor, mi tiempo libre.
But yeah, I mean, fuck. Like, I knew a couple of the places where they were at, because, well, I've been to Mexico City.
Yeah.
So, like, some of the places were really familiar. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was overall pretty dope.
What is she doing with your boyfriend?
Yeah, I know. That's my man.
For real.
Wait, I think they're dating in, like, real life.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Who is nowadays, they do that.
Who is it? The Raul and who?
Oh, they are.
Who is it? Raul and Kim?
Raul and the...
Natalia?
No! My man, your girl.
Oh, dang.
They're cute, though.
Okay,
yeah, they're a cute couple.
Oh, Zion Morena, I see what you're saying.
See, Zion.
Okay, she's cute. She's really cute. Okay.
Dang.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm stalking their Instagram.
I don't know why they fucking made her transgender.
I know. But it made it interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, they had to do it to the hot chick.
And then Natalia was a stuck-up bitch. Oh, I mean, I liked her better than Rosita, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, Rosita was just, like, getting on my nerves. She was just one of those... brown nursers that nobody likes.
I just wanted to slap her.
Right?
Hey, get the fuck out of here. Salte.
Yeah.
And then she was fucking Jerry, too.
Who was?
Wait, which one?
Rosita?
Yeah. But he was just doing it because he wanted to make sure that nobody knows he's gay. But
yeah, either way, he got dumped. He has sex with her, and then he gets dumped right after.
She was like, okay, this was the last time. What do you mean the last one? Yeah.
I don't want...
Can't be seen with you.
Yeah. I don't want people, you know, talking about my boyfriend that he's gay.
All right. If you're like, you know, if you like the top or bottom.
For real.
Are you the one that is the top?
That was a crazy, crazy show.
He's so handsome.
And then I loved how he, like, you know how he was controlling people just... like, sending them, like, DMs or whatever.
Yeah.
And telling them what to say and stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty creative for the show.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what made him seem, like, toxic.
Yeah, but, I mean... okay, like, I understand what Christine's saying. Like, I mean, he did it out of... either it was love or an obsession.
Yeah.
He did it, but... I thought it was, like, a really creative way of, like... him controlling people.
Yeah.
You know, just sending him DMs and telling him
what... because none of them knew it was him. I mean, he could have probably got away with it if it wasn't for Sofia being really good at freaking figuring
smarting,
stuff out.
Yeah, smarting it out. That was pretty dope.
And then also, too, like she said, you said something. So at that one point where they were in his room, he said something specific.
That he had said when he was in the mask.
He hung up, yeah.
And it's stupid because what did she drop... when she found the mask, she dropped something.
She didn't drop anything. She remembered that phrase.
No, but she was she was sitting down on the bed.
Oh, she saw something, and then
the bracelet.
No,
she
saw
the
bracelet.
The bracelet was in Javier's locker.
It was in the book.
There was something in the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
The charm.
I think it was the charm from the bracelet or something like that.
Oh no, it was the necklace that in the green box that he was trying to give her.
Yeah.
The bad guy or whatever, and she doesn't accept it, so it's in the book. So I think the book falls.
No, she dropped it. The necklace in general, and that's when she went to go pick it up, and then
she saw it in the book. Yeah, because it was in the book that she was reading.
Yeah.
Because her dad gave her the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess he put it in there, the necklace, and then like she was looking at it and it falls, and then when she bends over and she sees the mask.
Mm-hmm. So between what he said. She saw that, and then the mask.
All coincidence.
It all pulled together, and she realized it's him.
And then I love the fact that it was great where they add the Javier and Raul fighting.
Yeah.
You know, they were always fighting with each other.
Oh, yeah, I know. They were nipping at each other, especially when they went to the kidnapper's place, and that where he also threw that sticker.
The cat took off the sticker?
Yeah. And dropped it in there, making it look like
Javier
did it. Yeah.
But everyone was doing it because they didn't want their secret to be revealed.
Yeah.
And either way, at the end, they all did.
Yeah.
Which fucking sucks.
Yeah. So it's like, it sucks. Try not to keep secrets out there, you know, because they will come and bite you in the ass when they do come out.
The truth always comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, it does.
Well, I mean, if you're going to keep a secret, don't tell anyone or don't put it somewhere. Just, you know, engrave it in your head and that's
yourself.
It.
Yeah.
Because if you tell someone, they're going to, obviously, it's a chain reaction. They're going to tell someone, it's just going to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
And not only that, when it gets worse and worse, they're going to add shit to the original secret. So it might not be the secret anymore. It might be the secret
some other
plus
bullshit.
Extra lies.
Like an exaggerated truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it could have been something so innocent that didn't even need to be out there either.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Keep your shit to yourself.
So the other question too, would you guys do it?
Would I do what?
Would you guys have done whatever you could to get somebody?
No.
I just would have done it for the fuck of it, but not to...
not to obtain somebody?
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't, because I would want them to be with me for me, not because of things I'm doing for them.
Cool.
Nah, I just do it to tear people up.
It's because you're evil, Angel.
I mean, yeah, I guess. No, but I mean, it would be fun just to watch how people react, you know? I mean, not actually reveal their secrets, but like
kind of
get in their heads. Yeah,
the
get in their heads.
Scare them.
Be like, hey, I know your secret, but only show them their own secret. And be like, well, if you don't do this, you know, I'm going to reveal your secret.
Right.
And see how they would react. Obviously, I'm pretty sure people will do anything so their secrets won't get revealed.
And that's true. Sometimes they will. They will do whatever they can to not get their secret revealed, even though it might not even be true.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just having it over their head is the problem. You know, people will
It's so easy
bite.
To control people.
Yeah, people will bite if they think they have something, you know, to be revealed and they don't want nobody to.
I mean, I would have been like, fuck it, reveal my secret. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Do it!
Me too.
Do it, yeah.
Like, what do I gotta lose, motherfucker?
Exactly. It's
I'm
not like I'm
poor.
Rich or anything.
I know, I'm really poor, damn it. You ain't gonna do anything.
Ya estoy fregada.
Let me see your glasses. I want to look intelligent.
Okay.
Intelligence.
Oh, shoot. We're
going to
have to go.
Intelligence.
I mean, I can
see clearly.
It's not that bad.
The rain
I want to get clear glasses. I need glasses, obviously.
I love them.
These are dope. These are,
I like mine smaller. I don't have to have bigger frames.
Well, I got a big face. So I need something that...
I have those ones and the little smaller blue ones.
And I'm bougie.
Yes, Angel is bougie.
And ratchet.
What are you trying to say?
Are you bougie and ratchet?
I'm not ratchet. Yeah, I am. I'm definitely ratchet. Damn it. Why are you putting me on blast?
You know.
Especially on the podcast.
I know how
it's
rude.
Fine. I don't care if the people know. I mean, most of our people are, what, women? So go ahead. Tell them I'm ratchet. Do it.
So Angel's single or
like
whatever.
A Pringle or what?
And always ready to mingle.
So
always ready. I'll drive to you. No.
Shit. What a hoe.
If you're a single female out there and you're interested in a... How old are you? 24.
Damn, Ali. I'm your friend over here. 24.
Yeah. 24-year-old man, you know. He's sweet.
Nah.
Caring.
Nah.
He'll buy you stuff.
Oh, he's got a Mustang. More than one.
I do have more than one.
And,
It's out of service right now, but...
He's working on it.
He's bougie and ratchet.
Bougie. That's the main attraction.
That's the main attraction. So...
I am willing to spend money on you.
So if you're interested in that... This isn't his number, just kidding.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. At Cursed Angel on Instagram.
Cursed, it's criminal. I need to change my handle.
You do, because that's how it seems.
Yeah, it does. I'm gonna change it. Fuck it.
So it's Kersed.
_ Angel. Yeah.
So hit him up.
And then
if you want to,
and then if you're into women, well, you have Ale. Even
married,
though she's married,
you know, we can be friends.
Exactly. You know. It's homies. Not cheating if you're texting.
We can be homies, you know.
But other than that, no.
Yeah. I'm married or whatever. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
To our rants.
Yeah. So that was our little review of Control Z. Yeah. Go watch it and leave comments either on our socials or wherever you could find us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mostly on Instagram, so...
Me too.
So. If you want to hit us up there, I mean, like I said, mine's K-E-R-S-E-D underscore Angel. Mm-hmm. And then you have Alice, which is...
Alekins. A-L-E-K-I-N and three S's.
Yeah, so if you have any questions or anything, let us know. Or any topics, actually.
Yeah, any topics that you would like us to talk about, we're down for anything, honestly.
Yeah, so... we'll do our research as and whatever, and you know, I mean, we can even DM you live.
Yeah.
On while we're doing our podcast.
Yeah, or maybe if you want to be a part of the podcast, you can drop your phone numbers and we can give you a call during our recording session.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be cool.
So, oh, we should tell them. So next week is Alice. Last week.
Yeah.
So we are last week doing Thursdays and Fridays.
Yeah.
So after next week, we're going to start doing them Sundays.
Sundays, yes.
So Sunday mornings?
Yes.
So we'll have Sundays, and that's pretty much the only day we'll see each other either way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not going to stop doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just going to move to Sundays after next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little schedule change. Here at work, but we're still chingandole with the podcast.
And I think it's going to be a little bit better because usually Sundays are pretty
chill. So we'll have hopefully more time.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get you a more than 1 hour podcast out to you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully.
Always willing.
Always trying.
You know, and...
And I'll be around.
And Christine, yeah. I mean, Christine's with us on Sunday.
Christine's a homie. Get used to her. She's going to be with us. Thank you next.
All right, guys. Well, have a good night and, you know.
Stay safe.
Or good morning because, you know, different parts of the world.
We don't know when you're watching this.
Exactly. So,
I mean, hearing this.
Watching this? Hey, we got to start a YouTube soon.
Yeah, we do want to start a YouTube channel soon, recording the podcast.
I think we're going to stick to the same name.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. So we'll let you guys know once we get that up and running.
Yeah, especially on Sundays. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah. Good lighting on Nicholas. Yeah.
Yeah, so... yeah, so have a good night or have a good morning and, you know, wear a condom.
Bye, y'all. Stay safe out there, you guys.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.